We come to Metropolitan Sydney now, and based at Enfield is Cathy Fallow, who has responsibility for Sydney's north and east. But you keep your finger on what's happening all over Sydney, really, don't you, Cathy?
Absolutely, because I'm a sticky beak.
Good on you. Now, tell me about the festival coming up in January.
Yes, just to let everybody know that to keep an ear out for the Sydney Festival again. It's an annual event up here in Sydney. So it's from January the 5th to the 27th, and that's heaps of activities, plays, performances, art, you name it. It's all happening in Sydney and during the Sydney Festival. So just let everybody know that that'll be happening for pretty much the month of January.
And does that operate in a way which is particularly accommodating or friendly towards people who are blind or have low vision?
Yeah, pretty much. Things are done in Braille. We've been doing a lot of work with the festival organisers to ensure that it is accessible, and also an old friend of ours, Bruce McGuire, had a lot to do with it as well to ensure that accessibility of all the information as well. So they're doing a really good job this year.
And if Bruce has anything to do with getting it right, it will be got right.
Oh, won't it just?
People mightn't know this, but Bruce did great work back in the year 2000 getting the SOCOG, Sydney Olympic Games Organising Committee, getting them on track with making their website accessible.
Yeah, and also their ticketing in Braille.
That's right.
Yep, he did a fine job there.
By the way, I did speak with Bruce earlier in this edition of the Roundup about the introduction of audio description on ABC television, which reminds me, audio description in the theatre continues to flourish around Sydney.
It does. We got there's a heap more. Off the top of my head, I can't recall what the next sort of plays are, but if people are interested in going to see some audio described plays, we've got Alison Manow here at Vision Australia, a fantastic volunteer who looks after it, and they can contact her on 9334 3247. That's Alison's direct line, and if she's not there, leave a message and she'll get back to you. 9334 3247.
And if ever you're in doubt about numbers, you can always ring the main 1300 number and ask for that person. But the direct number does get you through a little bit quicker.
Sure does.
Now, you continue to provide plenty of opportunity to learn Braille in the Sydney region, don't you?
Yes, we do. We've got both the face-to-face courses and correspondence courses in Braille. And we've got a new grade one Braille course starting at the end of October this year, and also a Grade 2 Braille. So Grade 2 is for those who have completed Grade 1, and Grade 1 is your beginner's Braille. So there'll be new classes starting at the end of October. If people are interested, please contact their key contact worker, or just dial through on the 1300 number and tell the lovely people down there that they're interested in doing the Braille course, and we'll sort them out from there. And that goes without saying, same with our computer courses as well.
How long do those courses run for?
It just depends. With the Braille, it can take about 6 months with your Grade 1 Braille, and your Grade 2 Braille takes about 12 months to be proficient at it.
Well worth getting it under your belt, even if you don't read books from it. But it's good for labelling kitchen items and all sorts of things, isn't it?
Very handy, and the CDs in your DVD collection. And they're also planning on having a one-day tactile Christmas card-making effort. So that's going to be sometime in November. We haven't worked out a date for that, but certainly people would be able to find out about it through our website anyway.
So we're preparing for Christmas already, are we?
Well, why not?
Just explain that a little bit more. It's about making Christmas cards that people will be able to feel.
Yes, they'll be raised Christmas cards. So I'm not sure exactly how they're going to be doing it, but one could assume that there will be articles attached to it, glued on, and little designs made with, you know, raised paints, puffer paint, things like that, and probably little cut-out things shoved on hither and thither, and a bit of glitter.
The Association of Blind Citizens is a wonderful organisation with terrific tradition.
Yes.
Tell us about what's happening there.
Well, I'm really pleased because they've moved in. They're like our little roomies now. They did have a building, or they used to work out of a place called Shirley House in Ethel Street, Burwood, here in Sydney. Due to the way things were going, they had to get out of there, and they're now located here at Enfield, here at Vision Australia office. So they're based here at the Enfield side. They do a lot of advocacy work, so they advocate on behalf of people who are blind or have low vision. They provide a lot of recreational activity, educational and vocational opportunities. They do a lot of peer support work, and they try to help people overcome their social isolation with regular activity. And at the moment, I was talking to Frederica this morning, they're currently doing cane craft, which is the posh way of saying basket weaving. But, you know, that's all good because we can all do with a new, you know, washing basket.
We certainly can.
Yeah, they do social groups and games using braille cards for Scrabble and things like that. They've got one-on-one computer training with low vision and blind trainers.
That's really good.
That's a really good
way to do it.
As long as everybody has basic keyboard skills, they can come along and do that. And they're also doing things, not just computers, but they're doing iPhones, all the Apple products. You can learn how to use those as well.
Of course, you can talk with authority about all of that, can't you? Because you have low vision yourself and
yep.
you spend a lot of time providing training for people.
Absolutely, and I use Apple products. So, and I know they're not the easiest. If you're used to going from your normal PC across to an Apple product, it's a slightly different operating system, so it's a different way of looking at it. So it can take a minute to get your head around it, but once you have, you're addicted. I know I am. I've always got my face on my iPad. I love it.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, another thing too, Steve, I'll just say, is that they actually run a sewing service there too, so you can get minor repairs and, you know, buttons sewn on and hemming and adjustments done to things, you know, to clothes.
That's all the Association of Blind Citizens of New South Wales, now housed at Enfield.
Yeah, and their office hours are Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And their phone number is 9744 1516.
9744 1516.
Yep.
Kathy Feller, a team manager from Vision Australia based at Enfield in Sydney.
Thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you next time.